WMOH 1450 The Ticket. Good morning, I'm Steve Vaughn. An accused robber will appear in court this morning. 26-year-old Donald Lee Johnson was captured after police spotted him walking on Pleasant Avenue in Lindenwald last evening. Johnson was the alleged gunman in this robbery.
I'm calling from Community First Pharmacy. We just got robbed at 210 South 2nd Street. He had a gun and he's on foot. He's going down 2nd Street.
Johnson allegedly ran from the scene and was spotted in or near the Government Services Center, which went on lockdown for a short time. He allegedly took a bag of narcotics during the robbery. We should know more details today about First Financial's plan to combine 7 banking centers in Southwest Ohio. President Claude Davis says the company is also closing its banks in Michigan and Louisville, Kentucky. Hamilton City Council approving a proposal to sell their bottled water known as the best in the world. The deal with Sustain Brand will put the product on grocery shelves at a price of $2.50 to $2.99 for a six-pack. Kroger is among the stores that will sell the water. Some changes will be coming for Rumpke customers in Hamilton. Starting in April, recycled items will be picked up every 2 weeks. In exchange, Rumpke will supply large 65-gallon recycling bins to every resident. Also, the company is looking to give residents in 2 neighborhoods in Hamilton a 96-gallon waste bin in 2012. The Ohio Supreme Court has laid down new rules regarding judges and social networking. Judges are allowed to use Facebook and Twitter, but they must be careful with their comments or tweets and who they allow to be friends. They should stay away from any sign of bias. The case of 52-year-old Derek Bryant has been bound over to the Butler County Grand Jury. The Cincinnati man is accused of holding 2 co-workers at gunpoint at Superior Environmental Services in Westchester last week. Police say Bryant was upset because he wasn't getting a pay raise. U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown is not too happy with President Obama. Brown believes Obama caved to Republicans when he agreed to extend the Bush tax cuts for everyone.
What we're doing, in essence, is borrowing $700 billion from, in essence, from China, putting that on our kids' and grandkids' credit cards for them to pay off later, and giving that $700 billion to people making $1 million a year and up.
Brown appeared live on The Morning Show yesterday. In sports, Fairfield is looking for a new football coach. Aaron Fitzstevens is resigning after 2 seasons, and the Reds have signed Miguel Cairo for another 2 years. I'm Steve Vaughn, WMOH 1450, The Ticket.